Broisa. We started counting Sfiras Omer. We finished 3 days. I think Elliot wants to know those that forgot the first 3 days because they start from Pesach Sheni and count the Sfira. Yeah. Good child. We'll have to look into it. So I wanted to explore two major reasons for the Sfiras Omer that we find in the Mefarshim and the connection of one of them to very contemporary matters. In the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Shin Vav, Mitzvah Sfiras Omer is to count the 49 days, starting from the 16th of Nisan, etc. And Mishroshi HaMitzvah Tzara Pshat is talking with Tzara Pshat, what is the root of this mitzvah, what is its function? Before he should call Ikron, Shay Yisrael in Allah Torah. The essence of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. That's what defines us as a people. It's not a geography which defines us, it's not a language that defines us. We've been defined for 2,000 years by the Torah. We lived in different cultures, Ashkenaz and Svardim, we lived in different languages. But what tied us together was the Rebbeinu Shalom Yisrael. The Ne'atara Nivru Shamayim, the Oretz V'Yisrael. And because of the Torah, the world was created, and Klal Yisrael was created. And he cites the Pasuk in Yirmiyam, Lo Brisi Yomo V'Laylo, if not for the Torah, which would be with you constantly, Chuko Shamayim V'Oretz Lo Sabti, I would not have established the laws of nature, the world. And Rashi, in fact, at the beginning of Chumash, tells us Bereishis, is Bishvila Torah Shenikra Bereishis, and Bishvila Yisrael Shenikra Bereishis. It's really Rashi at the very, very beginning of Chumash that the point of this world is for Klal Yisrael, and the point of Klal Yisrael is to accept the Torah Har Sinai, live by it. V'yoyikar v'asiva shenigilu v'yotzu v'mitzrayim. And that's the reason that we went out of Mitzrayim. As we say, that was the plan. And this was set out at the very beginning that this would be the plan. When he asked him, when he commanded him to assume his mission, the Klal Yisrael, and he told him, "Bezelecho ois ki arochi shlachticho." How will you establish that to the Jewish people that you represent me? This behutzi achos ha'ami Mitzrayim. When you redeem the Jews from Mitzrayim, tavduna so'alokim alahorazan, you will bring them to Chayre, and there you will serve the Rabbanu Shalom. Perash ha'posim, the meaning of this posim klomar, hutzi acho ois ha'ami Mitzrayim. You're taking them out of Mitzrayim, Yilcha Ois. That's the proof. Shetabdim Zolotim Olahorazah, Kleimah. Shetakablu Atara, Sheyayikar Agodah. That you will accept the Torah. Shevishvilzeim Nigodim. Yitachlis HaTovah Shalahem. And this, in fact, is the greatest good for Klal Yisrael. The Nigodim Ulahem, Yosem and Acheres Me'avdus. This exceeds the emancipation from the slavery of Egypt. That we merited to receive the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah. That the fact that I take you out will be a sign that you will accept the Torah at Har Sinai. That which is secondary, from something which is secondary, I make a proof to what is primary. So how do you know that you will receive the Torah? You'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you out of Mitzrayim. That will assure you that you will receive the Torah at Har Sinai. So the essence is the Kabbalah HaTorah. That's what we came out of Mitzrayim. The Mipnei Kain, and because of this, as we know in the writings of Rav Sadia, that Ein Lanu Uma Ela B'Torasei, what defines the nationality, the nation of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. The Yid called Ikron Shal Yisrael. This is the essence of what we're about, to be a Yid. Uvavura nigalu and everything that we achieved, our greatness, we came there to Israel, we built the Beis Hamikdash, we merited the presence of the Shekhinah, Nitzta. All of this came about through what? Through the Torah, through Kabbalah Satorah. It's therefore Nitzta. Vino limnois mirochus yandor shepesach adir besima satorah. The Rabbi Shalom therefore commanded us that we should count all the days from the time that we left Mitzrayim until we merited to receive the Torah. What was the point of this counting? Laharois b'nafshenu with the display, hachepetz agodol, our phenomenal desire, elayin b'nichbod, to this great day, hanichsav b'nichbenu, that we long for our hearts, meaning to the day of Kabbalah Satorah. And he says, what is this really compared to Eved Yishav Tzeil? As the slave who's working the whole day in the fields under the hot beating sun. And what does he long for if the 12 hours under the hot beating sun? Is Yishav Tzeil. He wants to climb under a tree and enjoy the shade, take a little bit of a drink. The Yim Netomit, and he calculates the whole day, Mosa Yavua Isanitsar, and Oshayetsu Lacharis. When can I in fact go free that I won't have to do this anymore? And when the hot sun is beating down, I will be able to go into the shade. When you count down to something, it shows I'm counting towards it because I desire to get to that time. This is the reason we count from the time of the Korban of the Omer. So many days have passed by already. Because we're getting closer and closer to the day of the Kabbalah Satorah. We know, and we don't say there are how many days left. You know, so I had a chavar, a chavruso, and he had a calendar, a countdown calendar that was ready, 117, 116, 115, 90, 80, etc. So why don't we have a countdown calendar? He calls there Mara Bonar Rotan Chosik Lagia Lesman. That's because of our great desire to reach that day. We don't want to say it's 50 days left. That will be depressing. So, yes, no, Lagia the Korban Shtei Alechem Shal Atzeres. Rather, we go 1, 2, etc., not to point out if always still have to go. So, the Svaro tells us that the counting of the Svira is an anticipation of Kabbalah Satara. And Kabbalah Satorah is not a one-time event. Kabbalah Satorah is something that each one of us has the ability to accept upon ourselves each year on the Chag of Shavuos. A new embrace of Torah, a new love of Torah, a new relationship with the Rabbeinu Shemaruch. And perhaps you might ask me the following question. In Cain, if it's counted in the day of the Spirit of Torah, once we passed most of the days, we got to the second half of the sphere. We should say it's 25, 24, we should switch to a countdown. He says, that's not reasonable. If we're counting up the whole time, we're not going to suddenly go in reverse and stop making the count. In Tishal, we should start from the first half of Pesach. As I said, the Sefer HaChinuch says, the point of the Kabbalah Satorah, of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, was to come to Kabbalah Satorah. So if that's what defines the purpose of Kabbalah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to come to Har Sinai. So from the first day of Pesach, what do we say to say? So we should count from the first day. The first day of Pesach is set aside just to contemplate the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It shows that the Rabbeinu Shem created the world, as the Ramban writes in the second Dibros, that we're told to observe Shabbos Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we're used to the fact that Shabbos is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. It reminds us the Rabbeinu Shem created the world. What's its connection with Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Ramban writes in the second Dibros that who was the one that could effectuate all of these phenomenal changes in nature? that took place in the Makkos and in Yetzias Mitzrayim, only the one that established the laws of nature in the first place. So if I examine carefully Yetzias Mitzrayim, I will come to an understanding that the Rabbanu Shalom was the one that engineered mass operations. And that the Rabbanu Shalom did not abandon the world after they created it, but the Rabbanu Shalom is intimately involved. And then Yetzias Mitzrayim, we saw that not only did he intervene on the behalf of Klal Yisrael, but if we read the Shira Sayom, the Horit, Be'ezah Hashem, on the seventh day of Pesach, so there we find that the Mitzvah drowned in different fashion. Some are considered kikash, they were like straw, others were ke'eben, like a stone, and others more like lead. So Lalo called Ferris, Gumayim Adirim. And Rashi tells us that depended upon what they did. The most evil of them bobbed around like straw, and they did not die quickly. They suffered greatly in the Yamsi. The ones that were average, so they sank like a stone, they slowly sank to the bottom. And those that were the most benign among the Egyptians, they also died, but they sunk like a piece of lead. They went straight down to the bottom of God. So we saw phenomenal Ashgacha Protis. We saw Ashgacha Protis also, what we read in Parshas Yisro. Yisro said, "Kibadovar Asher Zodu Aleihem." They threw the Jewish children into the Nile. And what was their punishment? They drowned. That is what we have to focus upon on the first day of Pesach. We should not mix anything else into the day of joy of the celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, we put off the start of the count, the Kabbalah Soterah, to the second day. One day to digest Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then the next day to begin to focus on the Kabbalah Sefer. So this is a very standard pshat, that the Surah Omer is an anticipation of Kabbalah Sefer, of accounting day by day that we're drawing closer and closer to that very special day, the day that defined Klal Yisrael in history when we received the Torah. And that continues to define us as we live by the Rabbanu Shalom's Torah in all the generations. But he says, this is our derech hapshat. There is a pshat which is similar, which is api kabbalah, which is not api pshat. And the kabbalah stands on the Sfiras HaOmer, and it's reflected in the nusach used in the chassidish shuls. They talk about each day, one is chesed shel chesed, chesed shel gvura, etc., chesed shel tiferes. That the 49 days, one of the pshatim in the Haggadah is that he garshu in Mitzrayim, but yichlu v'ismamei. We were driven out of Mitzrayim, and we could not tarry any longer. And we know there's a famous pshat of the Kabbalah that we could not stay another second in Mitzrayim. If we stayed even another second in Mitzrayim than we had, we would have lost our spiritual connection to Avraham Avinu in its entirety. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalom saw exactly at that moment that we had to be driven out of Mitzrayim, not to stay another moment. And that's because we reached a very low spiritual level. We were involved, most of Klal Yisrael and Avodah Zarah. The Medrash says that the mitzvah of Bris Milah lapsed in Mitzrayim all the way up until the time that they prepared for the Korban Pesach. They did not do Bris Milah, and consequently, we had lost a great deal of our ruchnis. And what did we need to do? We needed the 49 days is to rise level after level until we could be ready to receive the revelation of the Torah. So from the standpoint of the Kabbalah, the Spirit is also tied to Kabbalah Satara, but not in the sense of a preparing of anticipating Kabbalah Sotera per se, but in the sense that we need to prepare for Kabbalah Sotera, we are spiritually not at a point that we could receive the Rebbeinu Shalom Sotera. So we needed to rise 49 levels, each day another level, that we should, at the 50th day, be worthy of accepting the Rebbeinu Shalom Sotera. So both of these pshatim are tied to acceptance of Torah. The problem with both of these pshatim is that in terms of pshat, they're hard to put into pshat. There's no remez, there's no indication in the Torah whatsoever that this is what it's about. What's closest to the pshat, I believe, is the pshat of the Sforno. The Sforno writes the following. That in Parshas Emor, V'hischol dibur chag ha-shvuos min ha-ayma. When it begins to speak about Shavuos, it talks about the ayma. K'mayos maschol kotzer ba-ayma. Then begins the kotzer, the harvest with the ayma. U'sfiros ha-shvuos, and the counting of the week, she'im ha-inyan ha-chag. That's what the Shavuos is called. It's called the chag ha-shvuos. Nikra chag ha-kotzer v'chag ha-shvuos. She'im ha-nitin ha-kodol ha-kodol will give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shavuos Chukos Kotzer to show Malone that the weeks in between Pesach and Shavuos were benign to the agriculture of the crops finished growing. The Omnam, the Kavonos HaRegolim, what is the purpose of the Sholosh Regolim that we have? Heim HaTfilah V'Hido. They are rooted in the ocean of Tfilah, Tfilah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ador giving thanksgiving. V'Voit Chayidosh Oviv on Pesach, which is on Pesach. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the spring proceed in a fashion which will be benign for the crops and beneficial. And then we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom that we redeemed it that time. If we'll succeed in the agriculture, depending on what the weather will be from the beginning of spring until the time of the harvest that she was done, from a Shavuos Chukos Kotzer, Yishma Lona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see that these weeks should be benign to us. Oyaimer Haidah La'Ovid. The Haidah that we bring is a thanksgiving that we came to the spring. In other words, we came through the winter and our crops are in good shape. Kumak Bikure Yasod Lebayla, like the Indian of Bikura, that we bring the first of our crops. This is the first of the crop, the grain. Well, your carbon emo and the carbon emo, which was brought, that is, which is the animal which was brought on the Mizbeach, that's the tefillah la'osik. That's a prayer for the future. Well, it's a sphira zikara l'tefillah yon yon. And the zikar, the sphira, is a reminder to be mispallel every day. Well, your chag ha-kotzer, when we get to Shavuos, is a dog, tiva kotzer, that we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the harvest. And the Chag Osif of Toto, the Chag Adal Toiva Kotzer, the Chag Osif and Shul and Sukkot of Toiva Osif. And in each one of his Palo, when his Palo will bring the Karbonos and Shulis, he asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, the harvest should go well. We bring the Karbonos and Sukkot, and that's the ask that the next growing season should go well. So the Chag is a combination of Tfilo, Haidal Ova, thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for what is taking place. And Tvilo ala Osir, we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom that as we go forward, that everything should fall into place appropriately. It says the Sura Sa'omer is a daily reminder that this is the time of Tvilos. How much more appropriate can it be than at the present moment? We have this phenomenal plague, the coronavirus afflicting the entire world. It has afflicted our community very, very strongly. And what's the solution to it? There's only one solution. There is no solution in the world. No one knows yet what the solution is. Ain lano lishoran ela alavim shemashamayim. We can only turn our eyes heavenwards to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to intercede on our behalf and bring forth a Yeshua in this phenomenal crisis which has afflicted us, afflicted our community in such devastating fashion. So our eyes are turned heavenward towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This here is a reminder day by day that this is a Zman, a propitious time for Tvila. This is the particular Veda of the Sphere, is day by day to be Mispalach. And as we count the Sphere of Sa'omer each day, is to keep in mind what the Sforno has told us, to strengthen our souls in the Bida of Tvila. Chavis Olavovus writes in Shara B'Tochen that how does Tvila work? There's a very significant philosophical question surrounding two. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the one that creates circumstances. So if we are worthy of better circumstances, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should bring us better circumstances. If we're unworthy of those better circumstances, then what is Tefillah going to help? You know, a child can badger his parents at times and they just want to get rid of him because he's getting under their skin. They said, just take what you want and get lost. But we can't get under Rabbeinu Shel Olam's nerves. So he's not going to give us that which we don't deserve. So what's the point of Tefillah? If we deserved it, he would have given it to us. If we don't deserve it, we're not going to get it by asking for it. So Chovas HaLevavos writes in Shaar HaMitochim that the essence of Tefillah is to realize our dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the greater our understanding of this aspect of Amunah and Bitochon, of our dependency on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we become a greater person thereby. And I've now propelled myself through that recognition, through the process of Tefillah, to a new level. And therefore, I'm now worthy of something which I was not worthy of before the Tefillah. So the purpose, the essence of the Tefillah is to elevate ourselves, to bring ourselves to a new sphere, a new recognition of our dependence on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And in the time that we're in, could there be anything more profound than an understanding that we're dependent on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? All the things that we would have imagined would have spared us from this crisis that we're in. I've asked people when we said in the Sanatayka, last Yom HaNaroh, Niva Magefa, did we have any inkling, any thought that this had something to do with us? Well, that seemed something from prehistoric times almost, from ancient times, from hundreds of years ago. They didn't have the sanitation that we have, the medical services that we have, the hospitals and the medicine that we have. They were Magefas. But in the 21st century, a Magefa? Strange, outlandish. And yet that's exactly what we face, which is totally overwhelmed. All the technology, all the medicine, all the scientists of the world. No one has a ready solution to this problem. We suffer greatly from it. So we certainly can come before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam day by day and ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to ameliorate this crisis, to protect ourselves and our families, the entire community, to be roifei, to be merapei, all the cholim. So how significant it is. And I think what we can do, practically speaking, is to put extra emphasis on two brachas in Shmona Esrei. The first bracha of Avos, and that's a recognition of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. This is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And there's a special aspect in the halacha to have kavanah in the first bracha. And the Steitler, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, pointed out, the Rishonim that tell us that the other very significant place to have kavanah is by Moedim B'Hidah. How meaningful each day to Islam, come to the words, we're able to get up in the morning, open our eyes, get out of bed and function. How much Hador do we have to give to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for that? Looking at the world around us, looking at all the difficulties our community has faced. If we wake up in the morning, and we're able to function, and we're able to be mispalo, to come before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and spend some of the time of the day learning Torah. To thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he's placed Allah ben Achayim amongst the living. So these two brachas are particularly places where you should try to have extra kavanah. The first bracha in Shmona Esrei, the bracha of Maiden. As I mentioned the other day, the Stayip, the Rabbi Kinevsky Shlita points out, this is the essence of what Klal Yisrael has to be. Hayagid Amitecho is a recognition of Amuna, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam standing in the world and our relationship with him. And Hayagid Ha'ofo, that man's task in this world is to see the praises of HaKadosh Baruch. So let us be reminded each day by the Spirit of the Sfona wrote, that these are days of Tfilah, and use that Tfilah, in fact, on behalf of the grave crisis which afflicts the entire world now, afflicts our community, to ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to provide a resolution for it, to be merapei all the chaylim and Klal Yisrael throughout the world, and to use these days as days of tefillah, and also as the Sefer HaChinuch wrote, that these are days of anticipation of Kabbalah Sater. Sometimes, because of the Avelus, the mourning period which is associated with Avelus, you look upon the period of the Sefer HaChinuch as a negative time, parallel to the 3 weeks. But the essence of the days, there is a certain aspect of mourning, that's true. But the essence of these days are days of joy. Days of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, days of approaching Harsina, days of anticipating Kabbalah Satara. Kabbalah Satara is something which each one of us has to do the whole Dor V'Dor and the whole Shana B'Shana. To accept it, to embrace the Torah at a different level. There's a different level of commitment. To observe the Rabbeinu Shalom's mitzvahs, to learn the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah. And as Aaron Kotler, as Tzal used to point out, the Torah describes as Sinai, called Godo v'lo Yosef, and there are two interpretations. Some Rishonim learn, lo Yosef is that it did not continue, but the Targum Unglis renders a different meaning, but like possible, did not end. The Kabbalah Satara, the ability to accept the revelation of the Satara, reverberates Chol Dor V'Dor. And that famous story when Yonos ben Uzziah was learning, the birds went by and they were burned. They were consumed by which fire? By the fire of Har Sinai. Because the Kabbalah Satara is something which is accessible. The Chol Dor V'Dor, at every generation, we can approach the Rabbeinu Shalom and approach Asina. So to anticipate in the days of the Sefirah as well, the days of Tfilah, and days of preparation, days of drawing closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom, closer to that glorious day of Shkuas, day of Kabbalah Satara, that the Rabbeinu Shalom grant that we use these days of Sefirah in a very positive fashion, to embrace the Rabbeinu Shalom and Tfilah, to place our trust in the Rabbeinu Shalom, and to anticipate the Eretz Hashem, the Kabbalah Satara, and Chag HaShavuos. It's been a pleasure, Rabbi Yisrael, the Eretz Hashem. I look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow, the Eretz Hashem.